International Bible Studies, Lesson for December 7th. God's Word, Key Verses. Every scripture inspired of God is also profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for instruction which is in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, furnished completely unto every good work. 2 Timothy 3, verse 16 and 17, American Standard Version. Selected Scriptures, 2 Timothy 3, verse 14 through 17. Psalm 119, verse 105. The Apostle Paul wrote his last letter to Timothy while bound with a chain as a prisoner in Rome. 2 Timothy 1, verse 16, 2 verse 9. In the Apostle's writings to the early church, he refers to Timothy as my fellow worker and beloved and faithful child in the Lord, Romans 16, verse 21, 1 Corinthians 4, verse 17, American Standard Version. In his letter, the Apostle Paul first admonishes Timothy to never be ashamed of the testimony about our Lord or of me, his prisoner, but instead, by God's power, join me in suffering for the sake of the gospel. 2 Timothy 1, verse 8, International Standard Version. Later in his epistle, the Apostle states, "Be strong by the grace that is in the Messiah Jesus. What you have heard from me through many witnesses, entrust to faithful people who will be able to teach others as well." 2 Timothy 2, verse 1 and 2, International Standard Version. Then the Apostle Paul warns Timothy that in the last days of this present age, difficult times will come, and he identifies the unholy attitudes and behaviors which would exist even among some who outwardly appear godly. 2 Timothy 3, verse 1 through 7, International Standard Version. To counteract against such conditions, the Apostle urges Timothy, as well as all the followers of Christ, to remember his teaching, conduct, purpose, faith, long-suffering, love, patience, persecution, sufferings, and states that all that would live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Verses 10 through 12, American Standard Version. We quote again our key verses, inserting the Greek definitions of certain words. Every scripture inspired of God is also profitable, helpful, beneficial, for teaching, for reproof, to be convinced, persuaded, for correction, a straightening up, reformation, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, furnished completely unto every good work. Here the Apostle emphasizes the importance of every scripture inspired of God, and that we should earnestly and reverentially read, study, and deeply consider the entire holy word of truth. Prophecies recorded in the Bible demonstrate God's wisdom, acquainting us with his plans and purposes, and enabling us to regard both the present and the future from the divine standpoint. The more we gain a clear understanding of God's all-wise plans, the better enabled we will be to serve him in the correct manner and with the right spirit, not as a servant, but as heirs and sons. Romans 8, verse 1 through 17. Galatians 4, verse 1 through 7. The inspired scriptures reveal to us what the conditions will be in God's coming kingdom, helping us to counteract the present ungodly influences of this present evil world. Galatians 1 verse 4. Careful study of every scripture inspired of God greatly strengthens our faith in the Creator and in all His exceeding great and precious promises. 2 Peter 1 verse 4. The inspired word of truth has been provided, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. 2 Timothy 3 verse 17, International Standard Version. Whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that through patience and through comfort of the scriptures we might have hope. Romans 15 verse 4, American Standard Version.